Hello and welcome to the Rare and Valuable podcast. We're a fine art company hailing from central London, specializing in rare gem sculptures as investments. We have a keen interest in all aspects of the art world, in particular pieces that have a strong investment value, and our aim with this podcast is to present you with the knowledge we accumulate throughout our time in this industry. In this week's show, we'll be talking a little about fine art investments and how the current market is performing. It's been a bit of a topsy-turvy year so far in the art world, and while some areas of the market have suffered from the volatile nature of the current global economic market, other areas have been booming, in particular historical Chinese art. This fascinating subsection of the art world has seen significant growth over the last decade, with the Chinese showing a particularly keen interest in their culture and an increasing willingness to spend big money on certain heritage pieces. In France, on March the 12th, a trio of Ming Dynasty gilt bronze statues sold for 6.3 million euros, several times more than the piece's pre-auction estimate. At a Toulouse auction a few years back, Chinese collectors were also involved in a bid of 22 million euros for a Qianlong-era scroll painting. 22 million euros for a Qianlong-era scroll painting. As the rest of the Chinese art world moves at a slower pace, these anomalies indicate that there are still a select few collectors willing to invest big money if the piece is right. With inheritance tax currently under heavy scrutiny from authorities, there's also a fairly large movement made up of young Chinese collectors who have suddenly fallen into large sums of money given to them by parents and are out looking for tangible assets in which to invest. Elsewhere in the art world, there are signs that the future is looking up. After a year or two in which the sizable bubble surrounding the market appeared to have burst and sales suffered their first real drop since 2012, there are now signs of a re-emergence. During a talk at the Armory Show in New York last week, Andrea Danez, CEO of art lending company Athena Art Finance, claimed that art selling for over $100,000 was currently achieving a rate of return ranging from 12% to 15%, a sign that the market is in far better health than some would have us believe. The company Art Price have also recently published statistics showing that high-value art pieces selling between $20,000 and $100,000 posted an overall annual return of 9.6% in the last year. What does this mean for investors? Well, at the minute, it's not entirely clear. However, there seems to be an interesting trend emerging in that whilst lower-value art investments appear to be suffering, the higher end of the market continues to grow. Wealthy collectors have showed time and time again that in an economic downturn, they're often willing to put their money into more tangible assets, and the luxury market is no exception. Last year, a painting sold by French impressionist Paul Gauguin sold for a record $300 million at auction, making it the most expensive painting of all time. One thing's for sure, there are exciting times ahead for the industry. We hope this podcast gave you a little insight to the world of art investments. To learn more about how we work and to view our portfolio, visit us at www.rareandvaluable.co.uk.